Ever feel like, you're stumbling through life's instruction manual? Well, today we're diving into a source that's less about hard and fast rules and more like a treasure map for the soul.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. It's Shams of Tabriz's 40 Rules of Love.
I've heard of this.
Yeah. Have you read it?
I have not.
Now, before you think this is all like romance and roses, let me assure you, we're exploring a love far, far bigger than that.
Okay.
The kind that changes how you see yourself, your relationships, even the world at large. Ready to decode some wisdom with me.
Let's do it. What I find particularly fascinating about Shams' work is that, while he was a 13th century mystic poet, these rules or principles, they resonate across cultures and philosophies throughout history.
Wow.
It speaks to something universal within us.
Okay, so let's unpack this. We're not going like rule by rule, like some dusty textbook,
Right.
Instead, think of us as your guides, highlighting the most thought-provoking gems for your journey.
Okay.
It's like we're having this conversation with Shams himself across centuries.
I like it.
And one that immediately grabbed my attention was Rule 1, mirroring God. Now, whether or not you subscribe to a specific belief system, this one is profound.
Absolutely.
It really makes you think.
Absolutely. Shams wasn't suggesting we literally like see a reflection.
Right.
But rather that how we perceive the divine, the universe, even something bigger than ourselves, often reflects our own inner state.
So if someone's constantly seeing the world as hostile, maybe it's not the world that's the issue, but the lens they're looking through.
Precisely. Shams was centuries ahead of the curve because modern psychology shows us that our thoughts and beliefs, they directly impact our experiences.
Mm.
Focus on fear and you'll likely find more to fear. But by consciously cultivating a sense of love, compassion, you start to see the world through that very lens, influencing your interactions and attracting those same qualities back to you.
Wow.
Powerful stuff.
Powerful stuff. And this idea of taking ownership of our inner world to shape our outer experience ties in beautifully with Rule 4, which delves into the fascinating interplay between intellect and love.
Okay.
The classic head versus heart dilemma. Do we lead with logic or follow our passions?
Right.
It's a tough one.
Shams wasn't advocating for one over the other, though.
Okay.
He reminds us that both intellect and love have their strengths and limitations.
Give me an example. How does this play out in real life?
Okay, so imagine you're at a crossroads in your career. Your intellect might tell you to stick with the safe, stable option.
Mm-hmm. The one with the great dental plan, but maybe not so much soul fulfillment.
Exactly. But then love chimes in, urging you to take a leap of faith, to pursue that long-held dream, even if it comes with uncertainty.
That takes courage. It's like intellect is the cautious planner, while love is the adventurous spirit urging us to step outside our comfort zones.
Think of a painter meticulously sketching a detailed blueprint, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's your intellect. But it's the burst of color, the intuitive strokes guided by passion, that's love bringing the masterpiece to life.
And isn't that where the real magic happens? When we learn to balance those two forces. Speaking of journeys, Rule 9, The Journey Within, really struck me. It highlights that true growth often involves, like, looking inward.
Mm-hmm.
Shams isn't talking about a physical journey here, but rather...
He's speaking to the exploration of our inner landscapes, our thoughts, beliefs, and emotions. It's a journey we can embark on regardless of our physical location or external circumstances.
So someone stuck in a dead-end job, feeling unfulfilled, they can still be on this inner journey, right? It's about perspective.
Absolutely. Every challenge, every interaction, every book we read or conversation we have can be a step on this inner journey if we approach it with that mindset of curiosity and self-discovery.
It's about turning inward instead of constantly, like, seeking external validation or, solutions.
Mm.
But here's where it gets really interesting. This inner journey isn't always smooth sailing, is it? Sometimes we bump into those less than desirable parts of ourselves.
Oh, yes. The shadows we'd rather keep hidden.
Right. Exactly.
This is where Rule 15, Imperfect Love, challenges us to confront not only our own imperfections, but also to embrace the flaws of others.
Mm. Ooh, that's a tough one. I have to admit, this one hit home for me. It's easy to love the idea of someone, the perfect image we create in our minds. But to truly love another human being, it's hard.
We must accept them in their entirety, flaws, quirks, and all. It's in those imperfections that we often find the greatest beauty and authenticity.
And that requires a certain level of vulnerability, right? To allow ourselves to be seen fully and authentically, even the messy bits.
Absolutely. It's a shedding of pretense, a willingness to show up as our true selves without the masks we often wear in the world. And, you know, this principle of embracing imperfection extends beyond our individual relationships. It speaks to a larger interconnectedness that Shams beautifully captures in Rule 26, the web of stories.
Oh, wow. That one, yeah. This one really resonated with me. It's like we're all individual threads woven together into this grand tapestry of human experience.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Shams uses the metaphor of a web to illustrate how interconnected our lives truly are. He writes, "Each of us is a story woven from the threads of countless others. Our joys and sorrows, our triumphs and failures, they all echo through the web, touching and shaping the lives around us."
Wow, that's beautifully said. And it's amazing to consider how this ancient wisdom is now being like validated by modern science.
Isn't that interesting?
Precisely. Studies on mirror neurons, for example, show that our brains are hardwired for empathy. When we see someone experience joy or pain, our brains light up as if we were experiencing it ourselves.
Wow. It's like we're all tuned into the same frequency, picking up on the emotions and experiences of those around us. So in a very real sense, our actions, our words, even our thoughts have a ripple effect.
100%. We're not isolated islands, but rather part of this interconnected ecosystem of shared experiences. This understanding can be a source of both comfort and responsibility. Comfort in knowing we're not alone in our struggles and responsibility and recognizing the impact we have on others. And if we're constantly evolving, growing, shedding old versions of ourselves, that leads us to Rule 38, dying before death.
Now, this rule often throws people off because they immediately think of it literally.
It sounds a bit morbid at first glance.
It does.
Yeah.
But Shams isn't talking about physical death. He's speaking about a metaphorical death, a continuous process of letting go.
Letting go of what exactly?
Letting go of limiting beliefs, outdated identities, and habits that no longer serve us. It's about creating space for something new to emerge.
So it's like hitting the refresh button on your life, embracing change as a catalyst for growth.
Exactly. Each day offers us countless opportunities for these small deaths. Letting go of resentment, embracing forgiveness, challenging an old assumption. These are all forms of dying before death.
So instead of fearing change or holding on to what's comfortable but, you know, no longer serving us, this dying before death is about actively participating in our own evolution.
Precisely. It can be as simple as letting go of a grudge that's been weighing you down,
yeah,
or as significant as leaving a career that no longer aligns with your values.
It takes courage to let go, especially when we don't have all the answers about what comes next.
That's where trust comes in. Trusting that even though endings can be painful, they also create space for new beginnings, new opportunities for growth and fulfillment.
As Shams himself says, and I'm paraphrasing here, the universe is a vast ocean and we are constantly in a state of flow and change. To resist this is to deny the very nature of existence.
He uses such evocative imagery, doesn't he? I think that's what makes these 40 rules so timeless. They're not rigid doctrines, but rather poetic invitations to see ourselves and the world through a new lens.
It's been an incredible deep dive exploring these profound ideas. We've covered so much ground, from the power of perception to the importance of embracing our imperfections to the interconnectedness of our experiences and the ongoing process of letting go to allow for new growth.
And remember, these aren't just abstract concepts to ponder. They offer practical guidance for navigating the complexities of life, relationships, and personal growth.
So, as you continue to reflect on these rules of love, ask yourself, what area of your life might be calling for a metaphorical death? What old beliefs, habits, or patterns might you need to let go of to create space for something new and fulfilling to emerge?
And remember, you can always revisit the source material, dive deeper into these rules, and uncover even richer layers of meaning and application in your own life.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep loving fiercely and authentically.